Hey listeners, my name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to
The Wave of Wire. Sorry, the Wave of Wire podcast. Joined by my brother, James, as always, the co-host of the Wave of Wire. The charismatic one, I like to say.
Hello, everyone.
Just taking over as always.
Welcome back to the money edition of the Wave of Wire. This is the DFS update.
All right. My favourite, Tim.
Yeah.
Your favourite.
Everyone's favourite.
Anyway, so we have some breaking news, James.
Do we?
We have some breaking news. Would you say we have an alert?
What's the alert, Tim?
So, me and James are going on holidays in a week, so we won't be here to do another podcast. So we've decided that instead of keeping to our strictly enforced rule of a 20-minute DFS podcast, we'll extend it, and we'll give you tips up until the following Saturday. And then when we do another one on this Tuesday, coming Tuesday, we'll do one from the Saturday till we come back. So, but don't worry, we'll have all your free tips covered. It's just you'll miss out on one podcast, unfortunately.
But at least we're gonna give the people what they want.
Exactly. Yeah. We know you want your tips, so we'll give you your tips. So let's jump straight on in, James. This is gonna be a podcast. We can't waste any time.
No reflecting on the past. I think, Tim, just straight into
today's eighth.
Another three days in a row of over 300. That's all they need to know.
Yeah, that's all they know.
Doesn't even need to be said anymore. It's just a given. We'll hit 300, I think, Tim.
All right, James, quickly, bang. DFS player of the week. Who was it for you?
Whew. Put me on the spot here, Tim. It's a tough one.
I'm kidding. Obviously, you didn't put me on the spot because who would it be? Who else would it be?
He's on autopilot.
I'm on James. Autopilot for the DFS player of the week. It's James Harden. Always James Harden. Can't go past him. Big salary, big output, big beard. That's just he's the package, James Harden.
So you're not going to ask me who mine is? That's really rude. Poor manners, James. Mine's Bradley Beal.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Two games in a row of 49. Cheap, too. And I had him in both games. Both got me to 300 both times. Absolutely absolutely winning there. And we've actually added another segment this week just because this player really grinded my gears this week. So, James, you want to announce the new segment?
Just like a little note for everyone, if anyone works at a hardware store and they want to get them to sponsor this, that would be fantastic because this is the tool of the week.
And to introduce
the first, and on this is pretty it's a big moment.
It's prestigious. Will become prestigious.
So our tool, the WaiverWire's first tool of the week is
Andrew Wiggins.
Correct.
We hyped him up a lot last week. I said he was my player of the week. Scored back-to-back 50s and a 40. And what does he bring up this week? 17 and 9.
Play some good D this week, Tim.
Play some real good... Do you know what's... No, he didn't even play good D. Did not even play good D. He was terrible. I think he just got exposed. And they showed how easily it is to expose Andrew Wiggins and how volatile the Minnesota Timberwolves are, really.
They've looked frail, Tim, under Thibodeau. People were expecting top four, and I think they're 4-8.
4-9.
4-9. That's a fair way out of the top four in the West.
That's no good.
He's in the top four in the West, my Rockets, Tim.
That's no good. So, yeah, if you work at a home hardware store and you want to become
Mitre 10, Bunnings Warehouse.
If you want to become our home hardware tool of the week, that'd be much appreciated.
Maybe some Bunnings.
We'll make a trophy and we'll send it over to Andrew Wiggins.
He's the inaugural nominee. Congratulations to you, Andrew. You flog.
All right, James.
Must-have players, Tim.
Time to do the tips, what everyone's here to listen to. Who we got on Wednesday?
Kyrie Irving.
It's actually because, Tim, the Cavaliers are playing the Portland Trail Blazers.
And as has been seen, Portland has the worst defense in the entire NBA. And I don't think Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum are going to be doing much defending against Kyrie Irving's drives and his triples.
Yeah, another team that's not playing really good deep. CJ McCollum and Dame Dollar is a backcourt of offense. They put up big points, put up big numbers, but
Kyrie Irving is just going to be splashing, Tim, I think.
It's a bit like the Oracle Stadium. Just turnstiles ticking all over all the time.
Tim. Right. Thursday.
No games.
No.
What are we going to do?
Thanksgiving.
It's a pretty boring Friday here in Australia, I guess.
I don't want to offend anyone, but we don't even know what Thanksgiving is, unfortunately.
It's Turkey Day.
Turkey Day?
Turkey Day.
So you eat a lot of turkey.
Yeah.
I don't understand why there's no NBA games on. Yeah, see, I don't want to offend anyone.
Play on Christmas Day, but don't play on Thanksgiving.
Hey, we don't understand it here in Australia, but you guys have your holidays, so fair enough to you.
Respect and all that, but it's going to be a pretty boring Thursday, too.
I said to James is working on Friday, and I said, do you want to swap shifts? I don't know what I'm going to do on Friday. Yeah. I'm going to sit on my ass all day.
Oh,
no TFS, no games to watch.
It's a day off.
I don't want a day off. I want basketball.
We're kicking into Friday. Friday is huge, enormous. 15 games, everyone's playing. So I think I've struck gold here, Tim. James Harden.
Oh, who didn't see that one coming? Autopilot.
We're playing the Kings, Tim, and
Rudy Gay.
He's a power forward. Doesn't play on a point guard, does he? No. Anyway.
Point Harden
is going to go ballistic. His 50-point games, I think not last year, the year before, I think he had two of them against the Kings. They were at Toyota Center. But...
Are you playing at Toyota Center this time?
No.
No.
But I'm... Even though the Kings are much improved, I'm backing Harden to have a big one.
Even at their new stadium?
New stadium doesn't mean shit to him, Tim. He won't play a lot of D. If you know what I mean, if you catch my drift.
James Harden will be a couple of floaters.
40 points, I'm telling you, 40 points against the Kings, it's happening.
Ty
Lawson is going to be a turnstile when James Harden goes at him. Eurostep, see you later.
Right.
Ty Lawson will be sent back to Europe.
Hey, he'll come sit next to us right here in Australia. He'll join us on the podcast next
week.
Absolutely.
That's
how far.
He'll just be fallen. Did you see Dante Exum? He sent him back to Australia.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're tripping.
Dante Exum's been pretty good, actually.
He has been.
But we'll talk about him just a little bit later.
Yeah, we will indeed.
Moving on to Saturday, James. Who you got there? Well, I'd just like to say that James has done from Wednesday to Wednesday. So if there's
that's your money days.
There's a reoccurring theme here, and you'll find out shortly who it is. But anyway, James, who you got on Saturday?
Kemba.
Yeah, cool.
Hasn't been fantastic the last two games.
He was another look. I don't know. There's a curse. There was a curse last week, James. Who did we nominate? Kemba and Andrew Wiggins as our players of the week. They dominated.
Just in case anyone's wondering, Giannis Antetokounmpo was my pick of the day today, 64.75. So don't sleep on that. Anyway, continue, Tim. What were you saying?
Yeah, there was a curse. Our players of the week decided that they'd play too much D.
Play too much D,
and Kemba didn't. He shafted us, really.
38's not bad, but
he scored a 20.
29.
He kind of shafted us, and he didn't back it up that
well
today.
But I like Kemba, so.
Yeah, we like Kemba. We love Kemba.
And playing against the Knicks, Knicks are putrid. Derrick Rose.
Putrid.
Not even D. Doesn't even play D.
But Kemba has to be careful. Might go to jail. Break his knees. Might break all his ankles, break his legs. That's assault.
Yeah, that'd be up on Pornhub.
Yeah, Kemba might go to jail for assault. You better watch out.
Anyway. Sunday. I've gone with Jim Harden again, playing Portland. Y'all didn't listen to me when I said James Harden rips Portland. Y'all thought I was playing, huh? He scored 80, Tim. He scored 80 against Portland. He'll do it again.
Does James Harden rip City?
Yep. Rip City is because James Harden tore him in half.
Why is it Rip City, James? I'm just wondering. Do you know?
I don't know. All their players tear muscles, rip them. You wouldn't know.
That was not
terrible game.
Not what I was expecting.
Olathrapo.
Gee, we're really rushing through right here, dude.
Nah, we've got to get to 20 minutes, Tim. We've got extra games to get in 20 minutes. Short and sweet. That's how we like it here at the Wave Wire.
All right, fair enough.
That's what she said. Anyway, Monday, Oladipo. Good value option. Also playing the Knicks. I think you'll see a trend. I like picking players who are playing against Portland and New York because they tend to be high-scoring games for the opposition.
Yeah.
Oladipo, good backcourt option with Russell, has been coming on nicely. Good value option. I'd lock him in there, about 13K.
You lock him in?
Lock him in.
13K, I reckon it's a bit much. For someone who's only going to drop 30 points.
No, 40. 30. 40 plus against the Knicks, expecting big things.
Wolf-Lake.
Tuesday.
We'll find out.
All right. Tuesday, Blake Griffin.
Yep. just a master. I think he scored under 38 once. No, scored under 40 once and it was 38. Just a magician playing Brooklyn, I believe.
Well,
that's a blowout category. Doesn't matter. He scored 40 in the first half and he'll sit. I just feel like he'll make a mess of Brooklyn, Tim. Doesn't matter. Half time, 40 points. Quarter time, he won't play a second after that. He'll still be on 40 points. He will get you 40. Probably the most informed big man at the moment, I would argue.
Nah, Mount Whiteside.
Apart from Mount Whiteside, I would say Blake Griffin's one of the most informed.
One of, yeah. See, better.
Good use of terminology.
Thanks, Tim. Much better, much better. All right, Wednesday.
Jimmy Butler.
Cool. Home team and hardware call. Oh, we can't say that yet.
Not yet. Haven't got the sponsor yet. Jimmy Butler up against the Lakers. Had a good performance against them. I expect him to repeat.
Even at his now expensive price of 17K?
Yeah, I'm expecting...
And the ownership that we'll have him?
No, he won't have high ownership because of his high price. That's why I think he's a good have. He's a good point of difference. He will take a bit of your bankroll, but it's worth it, I think. He'll have a big performance. Expect 50-plus.
50-plus?
50-plus. That's right. Your James D'Elia guarantee.
All right. Now, moving on to the real where you're going to make money in your last 3 days is because I did it. I've done these tips.
Tim.
So, Thursday...
Indulge me. Thursday.
Thursday. Draymond Green against the Rockets.
Money Green.
Because I've heard, according to James, that the Houston power forward role is a turnstile. And it doesn't matter Ryan Anderson or...
play a lot of good D.
Or Nene. They might as well be sitting on the bench instead of standing on the field on D because there's no one there. So Draymond will get score at high season high this week. Draymond's been averaging a lot of rebounds and assists, but he's since Kevin Durant's appearance at the Warriors, his scoring numbers have dipped, which is to be expected because KD is a fantastic scorer and someone had to make way for his numbers. But I reckon against the Rockets, you watch out for Draymond Green.
Are we playing the Rockets? Are we playing the Warriors in a week?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an L. Nah, that's a good pick, Draymond. Draymond's always been an issue for the Rockets. If we pick up Steph Curry, which we try and tend to eliminate Curry, Draymond usually gets away from us and gets a lot of assists.
And with Pat Beverley and Harden on the field, I reckon... So Harden will pick up Curry, so that'll eliminate... Well, no. We won't really eliminate Curry, but...
No, Harden won't pick up Curry.
Pat Beverley.
Harden will take Thompson.
Yeah, well, Thompson's trash anyway. Yeah, we're here at the waiver wire, do not rate Clay Thompson.
Ariza on Durant, Beverley on Curry.
Exactly.
And then Capella will probably take Green. Maybe Capella, yeah, Capella will probably just be rim protecting.
No, I really doubt. Capella should not be take Draymond Green because it doesn't matter.
They go small a lot.
Capella is not going to be comfortable coming out.
He's pretty comfortable coming. He won't go out to the three-point line.
Yeah, Draymond, he'll stand at the top of the key and just splash.
Yeah.
It'll be money Green.
Rockets could get a W against... We match up well against
If Draymond gets loose, as I'm predicting he will, you're not going to get
We'll kill him on the boards. No, I agree with you. Draymond Green's a good pick.
All right. Moving on to Friday. John Wall against the Spurs.
Has played brilliantly this season.
Yes.
John Wall. Bit of a psycho with the flagrant fouls getting ejected twice in two games, but he's... I don't think he's in danger of doing that again anytime soon.
Yeah, but the thing that I've picked up on here, the Spurs' backcourt is old. They've got... Tony Parker and Patty Mills. Neither player is renowned for their extreme pace. Patty Mills doesn't... I don't even think moves from the three-point arc anymore these days. Tony Parker doesn't... He has a walking stick to get off the bench to the key. But John Wall is the quickest player in the league.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain of that. And he's just going to drive and kick. So he's going to get assists or he's going to get layups.
Pau Gasol isn't much in the form of rim protection. So.
Yeah, he's going to get around him so easily. John Wall is going to have a massive one. See, I was picking here out of John Wall and Bradley Beal. I think Carl Anderson probably... He'll start a shooting guard. Danny Green. Yeah, so Danny Green's a fairly good defender. And I think that'll lock down Bradley Beal. And that just leaves John Wall to just cause absolute mayhem.
Yep.
He's going to cause absolute mayhem.
Agreed.
Saturday. DeMar DeRozan. We don't condone this here at the waiver wire, but I have picked up DeMar DeRozan. Even though, 2 weeks ago we said don't pick him up anymore.
Even though he's quite expensive, who are they playing?
The Atlanta Hawks. And now, straight away, you're thinking, wait, hold on a second.
This is interesting.
But then, you go into it. Who's their shooting guard, James? Remind me.
Kyle Korver.
Exactly.
And slow.
Kyle Korver, slow? Not a very... Well, he used to be a good defender. doesn't have that lateral quickness anymore.
Yeah.
He's now just effectively a laser shooter.
Yeah, he can't hunt around with DeRozan in the mid-range.
The only thing that is worrying me in that one specifically is the fact that Cephalosha is the first person off the bench, and he will take up DeRozan straight away. That's the only thing I'm worried about, really. But I think DeRozan will cause too much damage when Culver's on the court. So
Bazemore will get a lot of switches onto DeRozan, though.
Yeah, he will, but...
it's a good pick, I understand.
Yeah, but Bazemore's got about 3 inches on... DeRozan's got about 3 inches on Bazemore. DeRozan,
that's why he's so good from the mid-range. He's so tall for a shooting guard.
He's 6'8", isn't he?
Something like that.
That's nuts. And, yeah, watch out for DeMar on Saturday. He's going to have a big one. So right. Look at that. We just did 10 games in about 10 minutes.
That's what we're here for, Tim. 20 minutes in and out. This will be a short podcast. We're just ripping through them.
All right. The value picks, points of difference, and notes. The new thing that we added last week, we had a bit of fun with it last week, and we're going to have a bit of fun with it again, aren't we, James?
The notes.
Yeah,
the notes. And the news.
Absolutely, we are.
And the alerts.
All right. So, first note, Al Horford is back, and I think everyone knows he's back. And he's firing. Got back-to-back 40s in his first two draft stars.
Nice little tip in there against the Pistons.
Yeah, and he was 12K as well. So watch out for that. His price is going to rise very, very shortly. Very, very shortly. He should go up to about 15-16K in the next contest. Another note, Bradley Beal, he's back and firing. Absolutely. He's back-to-back 49s. He's just killing it. Bradley Beal.
He's a good option for your DFS lineups.
But watch out. I think teams have started to realise that Bradley Beal is back and they're going to lock him down. So just watch out for that. I was going to say watch out for his injuries, but then I realised it's a DFS, James. We only worry about one day of lineups.
One day. That's all we need.
Just another note I wanted to say. Dante Exum, with George Hill out, has really flourished.
Yeah, he has been. He's been playing well.
He's about 8,000. Yeah, I think he was getting like 25s or something. That's pretty good. Yeah, very good point of difference.
Had a career high.
Yeah, very good point of difference. Destroyed the Nuggets, really. Yeah. I think he got 30+.
It's a nice, handy performance from an 8K point guard.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Point of difference for me, Tim.
Yeah.
Kent Bazemore.
Good call.
Around 9K. Score above the 30s. If he's started real slow to begin the season, and he's rounding into form, and with that Atlanta team firing it like they are, I think he's a nice little option there that you can fit in there at small forward.
Absolutely. I reckon that's a fantastic call there.
Do you know his value, Tim?
Who?
Frank Kaminsky really emerged for me this week.
I know.
You picked him up. Yeah. You picked him up a couple of times. He's had a good couple of scores over 40.
I looked into my crystal ball. Frank Kaminsky.
Cody Zeller has been injured in and out of the lineup. Frank Kaminsky has taken the full brunt of those minutes.
Not really.
With Roy Hibbert being a fragile old man.
Being trash, effectively. Playing too much D.
Yeah, playing too much D, absolutely. And Kaminsky has fallen, it's kind of fallen into his lap these minutes. And, he's making use of him. He's doing well.
No, yeah, he's been dropping some trades. It's been fantastic.
And, here's another one, Tim. Point of difference. Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
As I said on the last podcast, if anyone was listening, Tim Frazier is about to go on a holiday.
Yeah.
Good call.
Good call.
And Drew Holiday, big minutes off the bench. Will surely get a starting gig very soon. Bit expensive at 15K, but I like what he's doing.
Well, he got 36 and 39 in 23 minutes and 30 minutes. So once he gets off that limits restriction, he's going to go nuts. He's going to go absolutely ballistic.
Maybe hashtag free Anthony Davis isn't as necessary as we thought it was with Drew Holiday back to him.
No. As we said.
He's got some competent teammates there.
As we said on the last podcast, Drew Holiday changes the equation completely.
The dynamics in New Orleans have been flipped on their head.
So Alvin Gentry went from $1.10 to be the first coach fired to about $1.50 right now.
The Americans don't understand our odds, Tim.
No, well, I couldn't tell
minus
you.
Minus 130. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
saw it today. Anything else, Tim?
No, I think that's it for us today, James.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, all right. Well, on that note.
Oh, no, I must have forgotten something, James.
We've got another alert, Tim.
Oh, gee, that's back-to-back weeks. What's the alert, James?
Giannis Antetokounmpo the Greek freak, the Greek daily fantasy freak, his position's changed again.
Oh, no. What's happened here?
Now he's available as a point guard and a small forward.
But not a shooting guard.
Not a shooting guard, though.
What's going on, Draft Stars?
That's odd. Sponsor us and we'll forgive you.
What's going on here, Draft Stars? We've been asking you questions. Like, how can you make someone a point guard and a small forward?
But not a shooting guard.
But not a shooting guard.
That's just how it works in the daily fantasy world. Well, 20 minutes, Tim. It's time to go.
Look at that. Just wrapped up. That's an action-packed episode, that is.
As per usual, we shake our hands on the 20th minute. Thanks for joining me, Timothy. We'll be back again next week, guys, to... Actually, we won't be back next week. This one is... the next one's going to be pre-recorded a bit earlier in the week with all your tips. And hopefully we can keep winning money while we're away on holidays. Enjoy, everyone. Thanks for listening.